counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Matthias Kong from The Burning Hell.
This is Dub Maddox.
Hey, this is Paul Watton from The Ketamine.
Hey, it's Marty Sherman of Imaginary City.
Hi, this is Jay Hunter.
Hey, it's Seamus from Monomyth.
Hey, it's Alex from The Dank, and you're listening to The Earshot Top 20.
This is The Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Wayne Hansen.
That's right, it is the Earshot 20. How's it going, everybody? I'm Anthony Enman, joined in studio this week by Wayne Hansen, as Brian Cleveland is out. I think he's out gallivanting the United States and on his honeymoon. So, I mean, good for him.
Good for him.
To be out and giving you the opportunity to
improve the show.
Exactly. And this show, if you're not familiar, is the National Countdown Show. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. These charts are for the week ending Tuesday, August 6th, and Wayne's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is a national campus and community radio report published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50 from which we will play selections from the top 20 over the next 2 hours. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week. Other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. You can also read fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
Fine features, eh?
Very fine. You got to check it out. Actually, I love going to the Earshot website. I see a bunch of music that I had no idea existed, and lots of great stuff.
It is a good way to discover some great tunes. And if you want to reach out to us, a few ways to do it. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All great ways to contact us and all great ways to reach out if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like to get your music on the air. We'll throw a feature on for you. And we've got a couple of those coming up in the next couple of weeks. Was going to have one this week. However, we wound up getting a couple of interviews with some of the bands that are actually sitting on the charts this week, Monomyth and The Danks, both on the charts, and we're talking to both. So that's coming up in this program, plus the Entertainment 411, and of course, mine and Wayne's beautiful voices you'll hear throughout the program. We love to talk to you. Brian always says it's creepy when I address the listenership as I just say, hey, how's it going?
No, I think that's what you should do.
I think
right, it's a conversation.
You should be real with them.
Anthony, there's no one more real than you. You're very real.
I don't know if that's true. Okay, we're going to get into it. We're going to start with number 20. Wayne's going to let you know what's coming up first.
All right, so re-entering the charts is Sid the Whale, coming in number 20 with I Love You. At number 19, ooh, dropping from last week, they were number 9.
Ooh.
Yeah, Dead Ghosts, Can't Get No. And finally, number 18, Deer Hunter, Monomania. And they are up from 20 from last week.
All right, stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
When I learned that I had a brother, I made up a dance for you. We'd be crime fighters together and do things that brothers do. When you told me about his mother and all that she'd been through, what could I do? You got it wrong, but I love you. You got it rough, but I love you. We get along and I love you. You know, I love you. When I learned I had a sister, I pretended to hate her. I seen it on TV, I knew exactly what to do. She had a very
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
We'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20.
So what you just heard was Dream Captain by Deer Hunter. Before that, you heard On Your Own, Dead Ghost, and I Love You from Said the Whale.
If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. Counting down the charts with Wayne Hansen this week as Brian is out. We're having a great time in here and a great time listening to these great tunes. Coming up in just a little bit, your Entertainment 411 with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. But first, a couple more tracks to bring you, and Wayne's going to let you know what's coming in next.
All right, so coming in at number 17, we have Hanks and His Punks. Born Blonde is a song we're going to hear. And after that, number 16, The Heavy Blinkers, As Long As You Have Your Health.
Sometimes I don't, the names of these bands, I just, it's very unique.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like Hunks and His Punks, I just don't.
See, now that's a band I want to go see.
Is it?
Hunks and His Punks? Yeah.
Is it just one hunk and a bunch of punks?
Well, or see, that's why we got to go. We got to see this, right? And they're actually new on the charts. They weren't charting last week all the way up to 17. And the Heavy Blinkers up from 50 to 16.
Yeah, Heavy Blinkers too. I'm a heavy blinker when I get tired.
Yeah, I know you are. Mm. Yeah. Late at night, you're blinking.
But not when I'm a driver.
No.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17. I'm in a blind state of mind. I wake up late, I never show up on time. I got nothing better to do, but I don't care, I got a blind attitude.
I was born blind. Yeah, I was one blind.
Sleep.
It's the Earshot 20.
All right, so what you just heard was the Heavy Blinkers, As Long As You Have Your Health, and Hunks and His Punks, Born Blonde.
Oh, you are one heck of a hunk.
And I was born blonde.
Were you?
Yeah.
I can't really tell. You don't have much
now,
hair.
My hair is getting darker as I get older. It's starting to get a little silver on the side, too. But I was born blonde.
My hair is getting darker, the very little that you have.
I don't have much hair. That's true. That's true. And people, if they follow me on Twitter, Wayne D. Hansen, they can see pictures of you and I.
You're no hair? Oh, you and I.
Yeah,
oh,
doing the show.
Great. Yeah. That's exactly how people need to be horrified first thing in their day or any time in the day, taking a look at a picture of me.
But we can draw closer to our audience.
It's true. It is true. All right. I'm going to let our audience draw closer now to Stephen Karlick as we take a break from the charts. And he's going to give you your entertainment news.
It's the Earshot 20 Entertainment 411.
Stephen Karlick from Exclaim here with all the latest music news, albums, and tracks. First up this week is OVO Fest. The fourth edition of Drizzy's annual love letter to his city went above and beyond what he's done so far. The night featured opening spots from James Blake and Wale, but included an astounding number of guest spots, including ones from The Weeknd, Big Sean, French Montana, TLC, J. Cole, Miguel, P. Diddy, Mace, and A$AP Rocky. Of course, these were just some of the guests. The night also included headlining slots from Kanye West, who came out for performances of New Slaves, All of the Lights, and Can't Tell Me Nothing. Drake also brought out his mentor Lil Wayne for final performances of HYFR and The Motto. Drake closed with crowd pleasers Versace and No New Friends, as well as his new national anthem Started From the Bottom, and noted importantly that, quote, "Tonight is a celebration of our city." In sadder news, former Blue Rodeo keyboardist James Gray has died at the age of 52. Gray died of a heart attack this past Monday, August 5th, after playing a show in Toronto. Born December 8th, 1960, Gray was best known as Blue Rodeo's keyboardist from 1993 to 2006, contributing to six of the band's studio albums, beginning with the landmark 5 Days in July. But Gray had a wide-ranging career, both before and after Blue Rodeo. He studied classical music composition at the University of Toronto in the early 80s and played with several fledgling outfits within the eclectic Queen Street scene, including the punk band Vital Signs, the ska band Hopping Penguins, and an early incarnation of the Rio Statics. Buzzy pop trio Haim have announced their debut album. On September 30th, the California Sisters will release Days Are Gone through Polydor and Columbia. The album was reportedly produced by Paul Epworth, who's worked with Adele and Florence and the Machine, and by Simian Mobile Disco's James Ford, who's worked with Arctic Monkeys. The album will include previously released singles Falling, Forever, and the newest one, The Wire. BC native Teen Days just came out with his Lost Songs Rarities collection, but now he's announced he'll issue a proper full-length on October 1st. The new album, his third proper LP, will come through Left Sea Records and will be titled Glacier. While not much is known about the song cycle yet, the 8-song set appears to have a chilled-out theme, considering the album title and track names like Tundra and Ice on the Windowsill. Teen Days has also announced a North American tour that'll see him make Canadian stops between Alberta and Quebec before closing out the trip at Vancouver's Electric Owl on November 9th. In album reviews this week, Exclaim has looked at the Civil War's second self-titled album. It stands as a powerful and haunting collection that exemplifies Nashville's current fixation with slickly updating traditional themes. Although this is territory that Buddy and Julie Miller have been mining for some time, the passion that singer Joy Williams exudes in every line she sings is the duo's main attraction. The two are now on hiatus, meaning that The Civil Wars can be regarded as a true swan song, an album that runs the gamut of emotions until its final note. Also out this week is Mad Child's Lawnmower Man. Right out of the box on single Crazy, the rapper spits like he's let go of the insecurities triggered by mainstream scrutiny, and perhaps by himself. His confident, grammatically flawless bars, cut through beats by Rob the Viking, Chin and Jetty, Sea Lance, and The Icons. Guest spots by Slane, Prevail, Bishop Lamont, and J.D. Era sound equally inspired and comfortable in their own skin, while Mad Child, the fallen idol, eggs them on with chants of redemption. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit Exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is from the forthcoming Braids album, Flourish Parish, which will be out on October 20th via Arbutus Records and Flemish Eye. Enjoy Fruind on Earshot Radio now.
Extra. listening to the Earshot 20. Number 15. Shot 20. Number 14.
Yes.
It's the Earshot 20.
So what you just heard was Pleasure Bound by Fur Trade, Social Anxiety by the Courtneys, and Fruin by Braids.
And that was Stephen Karlick's Song Pick of the Week from Exclaim. Thanks very much to him for the entertainment news. A few more songs to bring you before the hour is up. And coming up in just a few minutes, you're going to get my interview with Monomyth. So you're going to want to stick around for that because that's pretty cool. Seamus joined me from the band, and we're going to talk about what the band's been doing and about their new album and what's coming up next for them. But first, before we do that, and Wayne's going to let you know what's coming up next.
All right, so coming up next, we have San Cisco and Beach, and they are up from number 41 all the way up to number 13.
It's a place I'd love to be, right on a beach, right about now. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 13.
Earshot 20 holding the number 13 spot and entering the top 20 from number 41 last week. Seamus Dalton is one of the band members from Monomyth, a Halifax-based band who are on the charts this week and is joining us to chat. Seamus, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So this release follows a self-titled release you put out last year. Is there anything that differs between this album and your last in terms of style or sound?
For sure. The first album was recorded all at home. and on not very good equipment and by extreme non-professionals. So we were doing a lot of experimenting with recording, maybe not for the best all the time, but I think the first one sounds extremely wacky. This new release was recorded at the Echo Chamber here in Halifax, so it's a bit more of a well-rounded sound with someone who actually knew what they were doing when they recorded it. So it's a little more, I don't know, consistent and well-made.
And recording a full-length can be difficult when you're trying to determine what songs you'll keep and what you'll get rid of and hold on to maybe for a next album. So I can only imagine how much more difficult that becomes when you're releasing an EP. Did this factor in, and if so, how did you select the four tracks that are on this record?
Those four tracks had just been kind of the ones we knew the best and felt most comfortable recording. I guess we were just kind of all the rest of our songs. We hadn't really toured on them at that point, so we were just recording the songs that we knew best at that point, and now we're going to record the ones we know better now, I guess.
So, which leads into my next question. Is this leading up to a full-length release?
We're going to, we're done touring for the moment, so that's the plan, would be to sit down and get all the rest of our songs done and put out some sort of full-length. We are very broke, like I'm sure many bands are, so we don't. We're going to kind of rely on some government cheese, and if that comes our way, then yeah, we'll try and record a nice full-length something.
More of Seamus and Monomyth on the way, but first we jump back into the charts, and at number 12, down from number 5 last week, it's A Tribe Called Red on the Earshot 20.
Number 12.
We'll be right back.
Tribe Called Red holding down the number 12 spot this week on the countdown. Still hanging out with us, Seamus from Monomyth. Is there a story behind the title of this EP, King Does This Not Please You?
That came from our bassist. His name's Graham. He's a very sweet young man. And he's also a piano virtuoso, so he was kind of serenading us at the studio. And I think he was just in his own little fantasy world where he was some sort of like court jester, and he was trying to make a nice song. And then he kind of just turned around and said, you know, King, does this not please you, my sweet, sweet piano song? And it did please us, and then we used that title for the EP.
That is a very unique way of getting your album title. Very cool, too. And you guys just came off a good stint of shows, including a performance at Sappy Fest. How has the reception been from fans and showgoers in regards to this EP and the songs that you're playing?
It's been good. Our last tour was, way more successful than the first one. Kind of the first time we went around Canada, it seemed like, I don't know, there's a lot of bands, and it's hard to kind of stand out. And the first time we kind of drove around Canada, it just seemed like no one cared at all, which is legit. And now this time around, it seemed like people were caring a bit more. You know, there are still as many bands, and it is hard to make an impact. But it felt a lot better this time. And Sappy Fest was maybe one of our best shows, certainly one of our best shows that we've played in the last year. And, you know, it warms the heart to have people enjoy your music.
And it seems like festivals are a pretty good way of carving out that little niche for you in the big industry that is music, because you're right, there are a lot of bands and there are a lot of provinces and all kinds of music going on everywhere. So it's good to be able to get in on festivals like Sappy Fest and others to really get your name out there.
For sure. And yeah, luckily for us, we have some nice friends who like to hook us up with good shows and stuff like that.
So what does the band have on the go for the next few months?
The next few months, we're going to be trying to collect some funds and record more. We have a lot of unrecorded material right now, so more recording. There's the Halifax Pop Explosion, which is coming up, which haven't announced their lineup yet, but we are hoping to be on that. Maybe some more dates around town, but recording is the main priority.
All right, mmyth.bandcamp.com and facebook.com/monomythmusic. Couple of places that you can head online to check out this great East Coast band. Oh, I almost couldn't get that out there. Seamus, great to chat.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
And here they are entering the top 20 at number 11 this week. It's Monomyth on the Earshot 20.
Number 11.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
Okay, so you just heard 10,000 by Monomyth. Before that, you heard Red Rhythm by A Tribe Called Red. And before that, you heard Beach by San Cisco.
Yeah, and a big thanks to Seamus from Monomyth for chatting with us this week. It was great to chat with him and hear about what the band's up to. All right, that does it for the first 10 of the program. When we come back, you're going to get the top 10, and we'll also have another interview with the Danks. You're going to hear from them as well. But first, before we go, I guess I should tell you a little bit about the program in case you're just tuning in. It's the Earshot 20. We're counting down the national top 20 from earshot-online.com. We broadcast and air live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio partners, and they include Bay of Islands Radio in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, CHLY in Nanaimo, BC, CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, CFBX in Kamloops, BC, CFUV in Victoria, BC, CKUW in Winnipeg, Manitoba, CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick, CHSR in Fredericton, New Brunswick, CILU in Thunder Bay, Ontario, CJSF in Burnaby, BC, Cortez Community Radio in Mason's Landing, BC, Caper Radio in Sydney, Nova Scotia, Kootenai Co-op Radio, and The Scope. We're also on radioforall.net. You can download the show there, radio4all.net, and you can podcast this show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening, though, thanks very much for tuning in with us, and stick around because there's 10 more tracks on the way, the top 10 of the week. It's the Earshot 20.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.